My guess says it's the fire that unlocks God's supernatural presence. Get ready for the fire of God next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Moses, Joshua, Caleb, David had the Shekinah glory on them. As a traditional Jewish man, that same glory rescued me and gave me something I never knew was possible, experiential knowledge of God. And that same glory is in this studio right now and will give you that same experiential knowledge of God. And I have a word for you. Your best years are ahead of you. Now, why do I say that? My guest, Tommy Evans, had angelic encounters that showed him a tsunami of glory power sweeping and changing the face of the earth. Tommy, tell me about that.
Yeah, it was in 2005, and my wife and I, we were actually going through a really hard time. We were experiencing a lot of resistance. It was just pushing up against our ministry, our family. And isn't it like God, in the midst of trial and tribulation, for Him to show up and intervene? And sometimes it doesn't matter what we're going through. Sometimes the worst part of our lives sometimes is one of the greatest areas of our breakthrough. And that's exactly what God did. And so we're in this time, and God shows up in the middle of the night, and I have this angelic visitation, and God was just reshifting my gaze. He was reshifting my focus on what He's about to pour out on the earth. And this angel took me to this huge wall. There's three parts to this vision that I had. And I saw this wall with Hebraic scripture, and it was actually the scripture in Ezekiel 43, where it talked about the glory was going to return to the temple. And then the angel of the Lord shifted the dream, and He took me to the Mount of Transfiguration, and I saw Jesus there, and He was completely, the light that was on His face was blinding to look at. And I heard in my spirit the Holy Spirit say, I'm about to transfigure the face of my church. And then the dream shifted again, and He took me to this huge auditorium, and there was thousands upon thousands of people that were in this auditorium. And I saw world leaders on their knees, and I saw the saved and the unsaved. They were all under that glory. It was that picture that we see when Solomon dedicated the temple, and the glory came in such a way that the priest could not stand to minister. And I saw all of this, and one of the gentlemen on the ground, he looked up at me and he says, do you see them? And I said, see what? And then he asked me again, do you see them? And I said, see what? He says, the angels, they're everywhere. And when he said that, my eyes were open, and I saw myriads of angels ushering in the glory. And when I saw that, I too was slain under the power of God, and the liquid love of God came all over my head and all throughout my body. And there was the saved on one side, and there was the unsaved on the other side. And I heard in my spirit, God said this. He says, what I'm about to pour out in these last days, no one will be able to refute it. The news will talk about it. The world will talk about the coming glory that I'm about to pour out. And he says, this glory that I'm going to release on the earth will surpass every move of God that you've ever seen on the planet.
I believe it's going to surpass all the previous moves of God put together. 2011, what happened?
So my wife and I, we were really just praying for a family of ours who were going through a really hard time. And God just felt, we felt led to go up to Colorado to help save their marriage. And I had no idea what was awaiting me, but we went to bed that night. I'm laying in the bed and I'm about to fall asleep, and I felt the presence of God just enter the room. I felt my right hand begin to vibrate, and then my left hand begin to vibrate, then my whole body begin to vibrate, and then it began to shake literally.
Excuse me, I always ask these questions.
Yeah.
Could you have stopped it?
No, because I knew it was the Lord. And I just allowed him to do what he wanted to do. And as I did that, the Spirit of God came on me. And it was like I put my finger in a 220 volts of electricity. And my whole body shook for almost 3 hours. I began to prophesy into our future and prophesy what the Lord was about to do. And I had no idea that the fire that was coming on me was preparing me for the next season of our life, when God actually told us that we're to sell everything, we're to get out of business, we're to get out of what we're currently doing and move 2,000 miles away to be a part of a Bethel church culture that was experiencing revival. And really, he was sending us to a people of glory carriers.
There was a sign, a supernatural sign, when your family got to Bethel.
That first week, I'm like, what did we do? Did we actually hear God to sell everything and move across the country? And so the Lord says, you know what? I want you to go to the Friday night service. So we decided to go. We had only been there a week, and I was trying to put my 3-year-old daughter to bed. You know, she was late, and I was rocking her back and forth. And I went out into the lobby, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, he says, get back in there. I'm going to show you why you're here. I'm going to give you a sign that you're at the right place, and I'm going to reveal to you what you're going to carry. And I walked back in, and as I walked back into the auditorium, all of a sudden, I saw a gold dust, and I saw another gold flake and another gold flake. And I asked my wife, I said, Miriam, do you see that? She says, I see that. And when she said that, we realized what was happening. We saw literally billows and billows. This big, huge glory cloud came into the room, and everybody saw it. And we just,
everybody. I've heard these meetings where some see it.
No, it was everybody in the room. This was not a figure of our imagination. This was a physical manifestation of the glory of God. It was the Shekinah of glory of God being seen.
And you took that as God saying, you did good to get here.
You made the right decision. That's right.
Okay. You mentioned two terms. I'd like you to define them. Fire and glory.
Yeah.
For those that haven't even heard of this, what is the fire? What is the glory?
Well, Jesus came into the earth, yes, to save us, but he did come to the earth for a specific assignment, and that was to release fire on the earth. And that fire that comes on our life, that fire of Pentecost, that fire of the Holy Spirit, it prepares us to be carriers of glory, which is his manifest presence. That fire that purifies us, refines us, consecrates us, sets us apart, puts us in motion, puts a zeal, a zest, an anointing on the inside of us to be effective to advance the kingdom. And that's what the fire of God does.
What is the glory?
The glory is his manifest presence being made known. You know, the Bible talks about God being omnipresent, but he doesn't manifest himself everywhere. But the glory is the atmosphere or the environment that the Holy Spirit brings, and it's the realm of supernatural. It's the realm of creative miracles. It's the realm of mass deliverances and souls being saved. It is the realm of his manifest presence being made known, and everything about you and your triune being knows that God's in the room. You don't have to question it. You don't have to second guess it. It's the glory, and you know it.
And suddenly, this fire and this glory is going to come upon the whole world. Now, would you like to see a video of Tommy operating in the glory for the very first time? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Are you really ready for the tsunami wave of glory that is coming to this generation? You can start living it when you call or go online at sidroth.org to get Tommy Evans' book, Anointed for Glory, Impartation to Move with God's Manifest Presence. You'll also receive his brand new exclusive 3-part audio CD teaching series, Defining God's Glory, What It Is and Is Not. All yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9928. With Tommy's Anointed for Glory book, you will realize that you were created to experience the supernatural of God and be a part of the greatest ever move of God as his glory is released into everyday life. Be bold in asking God for your divine impartation, for you to be a carrier of his glory and operate in miracles, signs, and wonders. Discern the critical difference between being anointed by God versus operating from inside the glory realm. Position yourself and partner with God through prayer and intimacy to access and release God's glory everywhere you go. Learn to work with the countless angels who are ushering in God's glory. Transform your life and the lives of others as healings and miracles are released when you operate from out of the glory. Do you desire the power of God to chase after you? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking the fullness of God's glory presence in your life? When you get Tommy's brand new exclusive audio CD teaching series, Defining God's Glory, you will get revelation on what God's glory is and what it's not. Understand that the fire of the Holy Spirit unlocks the supernatural presence of God in your life. Find out how to keep God's fire burning bright every day on the altar of your heart. Learn to discern and partner in ministering with God's angels who are like flames of fire. Learn about two different kinds of God's glory as you experience the Kabod glory that can be felt and the Shekinah glory that can be seen, and so much more. You need to call or go online at sidroth.org to get Tommy Evans' book, Anointed for Glory, Impartation to Move with God's Manifest Presence. You'll also receive his brand new exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Defining God's Glory, What It Is and Is Not. All yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9928 or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9928. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
January 2020, Brazil. Auditorium packed, 5,000 people. And the manifest presence of God, the manifest goodness of God, the manifest glory of God shows up. Let's roll it.
Let him touch you.
Come.
I need catchers.
Obreros, ajudem aqui.
Catchers.
Obreros, ajudem a gente aqui. Algum obreiro ajuda, amém?
Fire, keep pressing in.
Fogo, fogo, continua pressionando, querida.
Fire, come.
Vem cá, querida.
More. Receive it.
Recebe, recebe.
Receive it.
A glória está ficando mais pesada. A glória está ficando mais pesada.
Fire.
Fire.
Recebe.
Tommy, were you amazed when that happened?
I was. I was shocked, to be honest with you. I like to minister on hands-on, laying hands on people and praying personal ministry.
But the glory, you don't need that.
You don't need it. And that's what he told me. He says, listen, you're not going to just walk in the anointing. You're going to steward the glory tonight. And that's when the glory shows up, no one's safe in the glory. Come on, it doesn't matter how many people are there. This is where you're going to see mass deliverances, mass miracles. That night we saw many, many people healed, and I didn't lay hands on one person. God touched them.
Tell me about because this begs the question, tell me about the tsunami that is going to change the face of the earth.
Well, the Lord keeps giving me dreams, and even my wife dreams, about this huge tsunami wave that is beginning to swell. And the Lord began to say, like, this is a picture of the coming glory. You see, when the tsunami in the natural comes and it begins to hit the shores, it disrupts everything. It changes landscape. There's no more business as usual. And that's what the Holy Spirit's been saying. This coming glory, it's not going to be business as usual. Church is going to look different. The way we do life is going to look different because it's new. We don't have context for what's coming. I believe we're in a place like Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, where he was praying for the more of God and he had no context to what it looked like. And then an angel shows up to the house of Cornelius and he says, send forth to Joppa for Peter. Peter shows up, he begins to preach the gospel, and the glory of God descended on his entire household, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he had context.
You know, it kind of reminds me of in the United States, we had a little seminary in a little sleepy town that all of a sudden people all over the world started going to. They didn't, all they knew is God was showing up there. They ran out of hotels. They ran out of space. They ran out of restaurants. They ran out of food. People were lined up at midnight, hundreds, trying to get in to get a seat. They actually had to close it down. They had no context. What Tommy is explaining is way beyond that. Asbury was just a little drip of this great move, this tsunami that Tommy was talking about. The world has no context for what is about ready to come. Now, you talked a little bit about the anointing differing from the glory. Tell us a little more on that.
Yeah, well, the Lord gave me a word this in the last 2 years. I've really been speaking a lot about it, that we're entering into a season of Isaiah 60. And he said that Isaiah 60 and 61 will be connected. Isaiah 61 talks about the anointing. It's God's authorization. It's His commission. It's His empowerment to do something great for Him, whether it be prophetic ministry, miracles, the gifts of the Spirit, all of those things. But God says, what I'm doing in these last days, I'm anointing people. I'm authorizing people to be carriers of Isaiah 60. What does Isaiah 60 say? It says, arise and shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Though deep darkness is covering the earth, and deep darkness the people. Come on, there is some deep darkness covering the earth right now. With political divide, wars and rumors of war, disease, pandemics, all of these different things. There is some darkness covering the earth. But guess what? The remedy, come on, is the glory. That is the remedy that our nation needs. That's the remedy that the nations need. There's no president, no king. None of those things are going to be the answer. The only answer for our nation and the nations of the world is the glory of the Lord being revealed through the church again. And that's what God's doing. He says, the days are over when it's just one person carrying the glory. I'm raising up a people of burning ones who will carry the glory.
You teach a lot in your new book. Can God's anointing oil in the average Christian be exponentially increased? What is your advice?
Absolutely. Personally, I've seen the anointing in my life increase, but biblically speaking, too. You know, I believe there's some things that we can do that's laid out in the Bible that can help us walk in a multiplied anointing. Number one, I'd like to tell you, let's start asking that God would just multiply the anointing. John, the book of John, Jesus said this. He says, listen, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Come on, I'm not talking about asking for cars and mansions, and all of those are great things. But the Lord began to reveal to me, listen, whatever is in Jesus's title deed, whatever has His name on it, if it's anointing, if it's walking in greater levels of breakthrough, revival, glory, that is your permission to ask and to ask big. And God says, listen, watch me reveal Ephesians 3:20. Watch me exceed your wildest imaginations and surpass your wildest requests. So when we ask God to multiply the anointing, He's going to respond. The second thing I believe that we've got to do to multiply the anointing is get in the presence of the Lord. That's Psalms 92:10. We need to see fresh oil coming on our lives daily. God spoke to me out of Matthew 25. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. There were 10 virgins that had lampstands. They had all been given the same opportunity. They all had lampstands, but only five were wise and the other five were foolish. The five that were wise had oil. The five that were foolish didn't have any oil. And a lot of times people are like, well, do you have to buy the anointing? Absolutely not. Listen, I love what one of my spiritual mentors told me one time. He said this. He says, listen, the gospel is free, but maturity is expensive. And so I believe that we've got to learn to go and buy oil. How do we buy oil? We buy it with our lives. The anointing will cost you everything. It may cost you your time. It may cost you an hour of sleep, getting up early just to be with Jesus, just to be in His presence. The world doesn't need our gifts. The world needs the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the believer, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. The third thing I would recommend for people to do, and the Lord's really kind of revealed these things, if you want the multiplied anointing on your life, it's time for us to get in our place. Exodus chapter 40 says this, and it's a beautiful picture of getting in our place, where Moses was commanded to put all the furnishings and everything in its place in the temple. And it was when everything was in its place, it was then that he anointed the instruments. And so it's, if whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a pastor, a leader, maybe you, your place is taking up the offering on Sunday mornings, whatever it looks like, as you get in your place, God's going to multiply the anointing.
But one of the things that really got to me is something that anyone can do to keep that fire, to bring the fire, and that is the just reading other people's resources or watching videos or tapes. Explain that.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that I do. The Lord told me, if you want to keep the fire burning, Leviticus 6 says this. It says, God said, I'm going to send the fire, but it's the priests that are going to keep it burning. And one of the things that we've got to do, I believe, that will keep the fire burning in life is when we steward the testimony of what Jesus has done. I'm talking about meditating on it, reading it, watching it, listening, hearing what God's doing all over the world. I begin to hear people operate in creative miracles, and it caused a burn in my heart for what was possible. And I said, God, if you can do it for them, you can do it for me too. And we just begin to take risk and go for it. We're like, listen, I heard people being healed of metal in their body. We're going to start praying for people with metal in their body. And since we've done that, we've seen people all over the world, like surgically implanted metal dissolve in a moment because of the testimony of
Jesus. Pray right now for healing.
Absolutely. So, Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray for everybody watching. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that Jesus was anointed with the oil of His presence, and He went around doing good, healing all who were sick and oppressed of the devil. I declare that every affliction, every infirmity, every cancer cell, every tumor dissipate, go in Jesus' mighty name. And I declare, be whole, be healed, be set free in the mighty name of Jesus.
We ran out of time. But we will continue this show on all of our social media platforms. The most important way to be free is to not just make Jesus your Savior, who's forgiven you of your sins. That is great. But then you have to do the next step. That's the way you know God. The next step is to make Him your Lord. What does the word Lord mean? You know what it means. Make Him your Lord in every area of your life. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes. I'm so sorry.
I believe.
Your precious blood. Washes away my mistakes. And I'm clean. And now that I'm clean. Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior. And I make you my Lord. I want my own experiential knowledge with you. Amen, which means so be it. You will make Him Lord. You will have experiential knowledge with Him. Tommy and his wife and his daughter have a ministry of activation of the fire and the glory. They want to pray for impartation so that your best years are going to be ahead of you. Go right now to www.sidroth.org/flame.